Jim Taylor on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. The girls' high school wrestling postseason getting underway this weekend over in Geneseo, and we get a chance to visit with a Sherrard High School competitor, Nadia Anderson, who is a multi-sport athlete and giving wrestling a go here in the 2022-2023 school year. I know a basketball kid last year is a freshman. So I guess the first question is, tell us a little bit about kind of the thought process to say, hey, I'm going to give this wrestling thing a go my sophomore season.
So first, in the beginning of the year, I switched over from volleyball to cross country, and I've always played volleyball. But this year I decided I wanted to do cross country, and I really liked how the individual sports went. And then one day my mom was like, you should try out wrestling. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I've always played basketball. And then everyone else was like, yeah, you should wrestle, right, because my brother does it. And I was like, I was still like, I don't know. And then I was like, okay, I'll try it out. So during cross country season, I started going to some of the open gyms, and that's when I knew, like, this is what I want to do.
So were you at all, did you have an experience wrestling, like, at the youth level at all, or was it just a completely brand new experience here your sophomore year?
I was about, like, 6 or 7, and I wrestled for, like, 1 season in the kids' club.
So when you got back on the mat then, so that's a, you know, 6 or 7 years or whatever it is to get back wrestling. What's kind of the biggest adjustment? So you do some open gyms, and then the kind of the season runs its course. What has been the biggest thing you've had to adjust to getting into, I guess, wrestling shape or taking on the sport?
So I really had to get mentally stronger, and you know, with wrestling the boys, that's a big change between, obviously, girls and boys when you get older.
So what have you thought here with your experience this year?
It's definitely a tough sport, but I've really learned a lot as a first-year wrestler.
So I'm curious then, you know, you wrestle the full boys season, right? And then you go into the girls' postseason. So just kind of take us through the season for you in terms of what were your, you know, your where you think you fared well, your strengths, your weaknesses, you know, just kind of developing here your sophomore season wrestling.
So I wrestled boys the whole season, and my record was about 50-50. I was 17 and 18, and you know, every time I went out on the mat, I just had to give it my all because I never really knew what the outcome would be. And when I wrestled girls a few times during the season, I realized, like, there's a big difference. Like, I had a lot of an easier time with the girls than when I was wrestling the boys.
All right, so this weekend, it's all girls, right, at Geneseo. Yep. The IHSA considers girls wrestling a state tournament series sport.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about kind of your expectations this weekend. Now, it is just one class for girls high school wrestling at this point in Illinois. So what are your expectations going into this weekend?
Well, I'm expecting it to make it as far as I can, but I'm just going to take it match by match and hopefully make it all the way to state.
And how many girls at Sherrard are wrestling now?
There's just two of us. It's me and Bree.
That's Bree Bynum. So, yeah. I mean, what's it? So you're kind of the example for other kids to say, hey, you want to try girls high school wrestling? Talk to Nadia Anderson or talk to Bree Bynum. Do you get some, you know, questions or conversations where maybe you think that some more kids will be joining you next school year?
Yeah, all the time. Everyone's like, we want to wrestle, like, do you like it? Always, like, asking me and Brie questions about it, and we're always super encouraging to them, and hopefully we can get a full team out next year.
So just, you know, being a girl and competing in a boy sport, you know, you just don't, you're seeing a little more of it as each year goes by, but just in terms of going out on the mat the first time, and saying, hey, this, we got this kid in the lineup. I think you told me you wrestle at 132 this year.
Yep.
And here we go. Let's see what happens. Were you nervous at all or anything like that? Just in terms of, you know, kind of breaking some ground here and saying, I want to be a high school wrestler and I got to compete on the boys team right now.
Yeah, it was definitely very nerve-wracking, but it also helped that Bree had already been on the team the year before, and my first match out, I was very nervous, but it also helped that I took a win my first match, and then my nerves started to like kind of go away.
And then I know your older brother is having a memorable season, Walker, who's a senior. How much does that help knowing that he's there with you on that team, at least during the boys' season?
It's really nice having him there. He definitely sets a high expectation, and he's super encouraging in practice and at meets and everything.
All right. Well, Nadia Anderson and Bree Bynum, they'll be participating in the girls' high school wrestling sectional this weekend in Geneseo. Nadia, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.